Paul now cast out the demon. Verse 19, when her master saw that their hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, drew them into the marketplace under the rulers. You know, when you touch a man's pocketbook, then he begins to move. And so they really now turn against Paul and his group, and they brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." You see, they were a Roman colony, and they used that as the excuse. These men are trying to change things here. Well, we're told the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. What a wonderful thing. Here are these men at midnight, beaten, backs lacerated, and they're singing praises unto God. No wonder the prison doors were shaken loose. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Now the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now this Philippian jailer, look at him just for a moment. He was responsible for those prisoners, and he naturally assumed if the doors were open and the chains were there, they were gone. And he was responsible for it and would have to forfeit with his own life. So he stands there poised, ready to fall on his sword. And when a man's in a position like that, he thinks about eternity. And that's what this man did. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm. We're all here." Then he called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" When he looked into eternity, he knew he was a lost man. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And who else? Thy house." How? By this man believing? No. By them believing. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And if thy household believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be saved too." That's what he means here. "They spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes." What a difference. He'd put the stripes on. Now he's a changed man. He was baptized, he and all his straightway. Then he brought them into his house. He set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. When it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, "Let those men go." Now you see, they knew what they'd done had been illegal. They said, "Now get them out of town." Paul says, "I won't leave like that. I'm a Roman citizen." When they found that out, because this is a Roman colony, they were a little uneasy. And so they came and begged, besought them, and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. They went out of the prison, entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them, and then they departed. What a marvelous chapter this is.